I'll deal with you.
Not only do we have a parsha today, but it's also a sefer. We begin a sefer. Whenever you begin a sefer, you have to have a theme to the sefer. You have to have somewhat of a theme that something was mischadish over here. The truth of the matter is, we're talking about the Echad v'Chodesh Hasheni v'Shana Hashenis, and say some heirs Mitzrayim Lemar. It's already transpired. It could have transpired in Sefer Shemos, Sefer Vayikra. It's all talking about the same time. We're not going chronologically in order that we're up to now the second year. We're in the second year already a long time. In fact, the Chanukas HaMishkan, we find in three Svarim. We find in Shemos, for those that are a little Bavli Kriya, we find in Vayikra, and we find in Bamidbar. In Shemos, it's Parshas Pekudei. In Vayikra, it's Parshas Shmini. And here, it's Parshas Bamidbar and Nasai. So, if the Torah writes it, and it writes it in three different areas, so obviously there must be some type of a new madrega that's happening over here in Chanukas HaMishkan that we didn't have in Sefer Shemos, Sefer Vayikra. Otherwise, the Torah just doesn't, and it doesn't just repeat it. Like, Sefer Devarim is a repetition. But here it's saying it like, now it happened, but it's all the same time. It happened exactly at the same day. And Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the second year, right? First year they left on Tesvav Nisan. Second year, Aleph Nisan is when the Chanukas HaMishkan was. So Chanukas HaMishkan was in Sefer Shemais and Sefer Vayikra and Sefer Bamidbar. You must say that each one has a different madrega in Chanukas HaMishkan. What's the Shinui madrega that happens in Sefer Bamidbar that you can write it again? Something must have happened over here. And first Rashi says that, here we go again, we're counting. We counted already in Shemos, and we counted already twice in Shemos, and yet we're counting again over here in Bamidbar. So Rashi says, Mitoichi Bosan Lefano, because of tremendous chibur that Hashem has for us, Mone Osem Kol Shah, he constantly counts them. Kishe Yotzu Mimitzrayim, Monon. Kishe Nafu Be'egol, Monon. When we had the chait of the eagle and many of our people were lost, so he wanted to know how many Nosarim, how many are left over. Kishe Bola Hashrishchi Nosa Yoleim Monon. He counts them again over here because here's the time where he's coming to be Mashrishchina in the building of the Mishkan. He's counting them. So that's also a question. I'm not going into that question. Why did it take a month to count? Immediately he should have counted them by the Chanukas HaMishkan. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he loves us, constantly counts us. But it's not constantly. Like my money, the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, I count always. Always know how much money I have. But when it comes to here, it's different times. It's when they left Mitzrayim, when the Chayta Ego, Hashras, Hashkinov. So it's not all the time. So it must be that every time that he does count us, there's something special. And once again, there's a new Madrega of Kal Yisrael, that because of that, he's counting us. He doesn't just every day count us. That doesn't happen. Special things. And Hashras, Hashkinov, so why didn't he count us in Bamidbar of Hashras, Hashkinov? In Shemos, because in Shemos, in Pekudei, that's where the Chanukas HaMishkan, the first time we read about it. Why didn't he do it in Parsha Shmini? Why only here in Bamidbar? Something happens over here in Bamidbar. There's a new madrega in our covered for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that as a result of that he's counting. What's happening here in Bamidbar? What exactly? Okay. When should he count us? What age should he really count us? So if he would have asked me and I wouldn't have done the Torah, I would have said the age of 13. That's when you become a godel, that's when you chayiv and mitzvos, that's when you take responsibility, as I'm sure your rabbi told you by your bar mitzvah speech, that you're taking responsibility to be a Jew. That's when you should count. No, he counts at the age of 20. What's so special in Jewish law, the age of 20? So the Torah says also that's when he's Yotzei Tzava. So the Netziv has a whole binyan over here, what's so special about the Yotzei Tzava. This is Klal Yisrael. You could say he's not counting Klal Yisrael, he's counting the soldiers. But even those that didn't go out to battle, he also counted. So there's something special about the age of 20 that he should count us more so than 13. And the age of 20 is also the time when you go out to the Mechama. Why is that? Why is that a proper age and not beforehand by the age of 13 already? Well, how do they do it in America? Do they have an army still? It's 18. In Eretz Yisrael, it's 18. Israel, modern Israel today. Why 20? What's so special about 20 that as a result of that, number one, you're counted, and number two, you're Yotzei Tzova? There's a very special type of Medrash. There's so many Midrashim, Medrash Rabbah, and Tanchuma about this Inyan of Degogim, that B'nai Yisrael were known in this counting, they were known as counting with the Degogim, that there was a separate counting. There was a counting of every Jew in Shevet, and then there was a counting, you'll see in another few Psukim, when we made the Degogim. What is Degogim? People usually think Degogim is a Freg. Some say that there was Osos means flags, but that's not the golem. What was the golem? The golem means like you're flanked, like an honor guard of a king. You have on the right and in the left and the rear and in the front, surrounding the Aram, by even so Aram. That's what was the golem. And you had to count them in these flanks. You had to count Dego Machne Ruvain, which is three Shvatim. Dego Machne Yehuda, which is three Shvatim. There were four to golem, four flanks, composed each one of three Shvatim, and you counted that separately. It was a special thing of the Golem. Once again, don't get mixed up. Osos, the Golem, Osos are the flags. Each Shevet had a flag with a certain Seva and a certain whatever. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Golem. The Golem means that there was a flank, an honor guard, on the right, the left, the back, and the front, and that's how we were counted also. And that's not only how we marched, which is a Machlokes, exactly how we march, but that's how we were counted. There was a special counting of Dego Machne Yehuda and the Machne. What is this Inyan of the Golem? So I think Rashi says it in Dvarim as well. I don't have one here now. But in the Medrash it says that where did Bnei Yisrael seek out that they wanted to have, desire to have the Golem? So it says, B'shosh and Nigla HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Har Sinai. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to us on Har Sinai, Yardu imoi chofbei rivavos shel malachim. 22 rivavos. It could be 22 times 10, which means 220,000 malachim came with Hashem. Right? It says, what is the lashon in the Torah? V'asa me rivavos kodesh. He came together, made from the rivavos kodesh, came accompanying him these malachim. And it says also in Shir Shirim, dogul mervava. Kivin Sharaw also in Israel, and Israel saw Shahem Asuyim Degolim Degolim, Hiskil Mis Avim, they had a taiva, they had a tremendous desire for the Degolim. And we also want to have Degolim. So you know what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Degolim. Okay? You have to understand what is one have to do with what's the Kesher? Malachim came with Hashem b'Degolim. What does that have to do over here? That they wanted to have Degolim also? What's this idea of Degolim? It's so important, Degolim. Anybody knows here when the first time we had this Inyan of Degolim? Jewish people. Nobody knows. There's nobody that can know this. Unless you really know your Rashis. The first time was by the burial of Yaakov Avinu. The Farish Rashi in Parshas Vayechi. It says over there, Vayisu also banov. Right before that. Let me tell you the background over there. Those that don't know Vayechi. It says that Yaakov was going to be buried where? Chevron, right? Eretz Yisrael. And where were they? In Mitzrayim. Where's Mitzrayim? Southwest of Chevron. Right? So you have to go north and east. And it says, who went to the burial, to the funeral? Everybody went. Kol Beis Yosef, Echo Beis Aviv, the elders of Avdei Paro, Kol Zikta Yaris Mitzrayim. It was a very choshava funeral. And Vayavohu Ad Goyren Ha'otzad. And then they came to a place called the granary or the haystack of Otzad. What is Asher Be'Aver HaYardein? That's in Aver HaYardein. And they made a hesped there for Yaakov Avinu. Not Stama hesped. Mispeid Godol Ve'Kaved Me'od. And they had there an Avelus V'Shivas Yomim. And then they went to Chevra. Where was this place? Aver HaYarden. Anybody knows what Aver HaYarden is? That's way east. That's going all the way east. Then they're going to circumvent the Yarden itself, and come back down westward to Hever. What would have been the easier way to go? Normal people? Just go like this, northeast, take a trip. It's going to be, take a mamish a few days, if even less, from Mitzrayim to Hever, and you're there. Why did they have to go Eivor HaYarden, the what we call the east bank of the Yarden, circumvent it, and then come back southwestward back to Hever? It's not how normal people go. Why do we have to go that way? So look at Rashi. Rashi says over there, Ukeseder lemasa machne shel digolim nikvul kan. You know how they went? They went with flanks. They went with exactly how it was by the digolim in the Midbar. How did we go in the Midbar to Eretz Yisrael? How did we go? Same way. Went all the way around, circumvented the Yarden, and then came back into Eretz Yisrael. And that's the way they walked to Yaakov's Levaya. What? Because they knew that Bnei Yisrael one day is going to walk that way. So we have to take such a roundabout way to get to get there. Like, where's that? Aaron, you go from New York to Eretz Yisrael. You go to Kiev or do you go to straight to Eretz Yisrael? She goes straight to Eretz Yisrael. What do you have to go there and then back down? It doesn't make sense. Why do they have to do that? Says the Pasuk, says the Medrash that Rashi brings. They wanted to go the same way as the Degolim, and they went with the Degolim. They marched three Shvatim. What's going on here? What's the kesher between the burial of Yaakov Avinu to what happened in the Midbar? It doesn't make sense. It just, mamish doesn't make sense. And that's with the Degolim. That's the first time we had this Degolim. Al Shem Ha'asid, the future, where we're also going to walk that way with the Degolim. What does one have to do with the other? Okay, let me just finalize with a few questions that bother me very much. This Chumash is known as Chumash or Chumash Pekodim. Even in English, it's known as numbers. You'll see in English Chumash called numbers. And numbers is the Iker thing of this Chumash. We were counted twice in this Parsha, in Parsha's Pinchas. The Netziv has a whole binyan on this, Mahalik on this. But what do I care? Why did we have to have a minyan over here? What was special? And if it's Hashras Hashchina, like Rashi said, we could have done that in Shemos and Vayikra. Why do we have to have a minyan here? What's happening over here? And if you have 5,000 less people than before, or 10,000 more, what does it make a difference? What's this minyan? It's not to count. Money, I count. What do we have to count? Klal Yisrael. What's happening? Secondly, why do we call the name of the Sefer Bamidbar? Well, what's so special about the Midbar? Happened to take place in the Midbar, but how long have they been in the Midbar, Rabosai? Since the middle of Sefer Shemos. Shemos, Vayikra, they've been in the Midbar the whole time. So why call this Sefer Bamidbar? Why did it happen in the Midbar? And my last question is, obviously, as a Mashkiach, what does this have to do with Kabbalah Satira? We read Bamidbar every year. Last week we spoke about why we read the Teichacha every year before Shavuos, before Kabbalah Satira. Why do we read this Bamidbar before Kabbalah Satira? Okay, those are my major questions. Once again, something is happening here in Bamidbar that takes it to a different Madrega than what we had in Shemos and Vayikra. We had a Chanukah Samishkan there. We have again, it's the same Chanukah Samishkan. Takes place on the same day, Aleph Nisan. But why do we have to put it again in Bamidbar? Why do we need the counting again? Rashi says, Hashem loves us, but He doesn't count us every second like He does money. So why now? Why? Hashraz HaShchina could have counted us, and He did in Shemos. We have the numbers over there. What happened again over here that He counts us? Why the age of 20? Why the age of 20 is Yotzei Tzava? Why, once again, we said the Degolim, which is a major, major facet in this parasha, and the first time we found Degolim is by Yaakov Avinu. Why did Bnei Yisrael want Degolim? Because the Malachim have Degolim when they surrounded V'asa Mirivas Kodesh by Kabbalah Sator. What does that mean over here? What does that have to do with what we're doing over here? And to end off, we asked three small questions. Why is this called the Chumash HaPekudim, the Chumash of counting? What is counting? To know that there's 5,000 less or 10,000 more, what does it make a difference to us? Why do we call it Sefer Bamidbar? Is the emphasis of Midbar? And why do we read it before Shavuos? I wanted to say as follows. Once again, based on that Rashi in Vayichi that we just mentioned before, how they came with the Golem when they marched to the What are pallbearers? What are people that hold up the mace? Why are they doing it? They're doing it. It's covered a mace, no doubt about it. Do they get something out of it? No. They become bottleneck to the thing. There's a mace over here, and somebody else the covered has to carry it. So we carry it, whoever those chashuva people are. But it's giving cover to the mace. At that time, we were giving cover to Yaakov Avinu. And how did they give cover to Yaakov Avinu? Through the Golem. By standing on all sides. So what was this cover that's given to Yaakov Avinu? There's two ways, let me give you a little chakira. Two ways how to give cover. One is that you're a regular person, you're an atzmai, an independent person. You give cover to the Rebbe, to the Melech, to the whatever it is, and you get something in return. That's one type of kavod. There's another type of kavod that you mevato yourself to that person or to that aron or to that shechina. I'm mevato myself, and memela, I'm just a shliach of Hashem, of the shechina, the shliach of the melech, etc. What do I mean by that? You're learning it out from Yaakov Avinu. That's why it was so important that the golem, that's what the golem is. The golem means that I become like the Merkava, I become like the wagon, I become like Batel to the thing, and I'm carrying out the mission of that person. For example, an honor guard of a king, where they stand on the right and the left and the rear and the front. What's pshat in that? And they never put a smile, they never show an emotion. Why? Because the whole inyan of an honor guard means that not I'm doing something for the king in expectation of receiving something in return. No. An honor guard means that I'm an extension of the king. I'm like one with the king, and that's the way to give honor with the king, that he has people on here and here in front and in the back. That's what an honor guard is. And that's the cover that they were giving to Yaakov Avinu. The cover they were giving to Yaakov Avinu is the same as the cover over here. Just here we have Aron HaKodesh in the middle, and over there was Aron of Yaakov. Those that learned Masechet Megillah knows that Yaakov Avinu was called a Kel by Hashem. Hashem called him Aleph Lamed, Kel. By Yikro Lo Kel, El Kei Yisrael. Kei Yisrael called Yaakov Avinu. That was the great cover that was being given. And in fact, all 31 kings saw that this cover was being given. They also came to the Avil of Shiva Shomim and they gave cover. That was Pshat, just like we went in the Midbar. We were surrounding the Aron Kodesh. Here we were surrounding something like an Aron Kodesh, meaning we were totally mevatel ourselves to Yaakov Avinu, and as a result of that, that was the type of kavod given. So it wasn't a kavod that sometimes I should give kavod, but I'll get something back. No, this is a kavod that you gave and you give to the Shechina. You're the Merkava. You become bottle to the Shechina. You become like the Shriach of the Shechina. We find such a thing by Avraham Avinu. When Hashem told him to go to Rakeda, he could have said yes and get a lot in return, which he did. Klal Yisrael, Mesiras Nefesh. No, it says Hineini. What does the word Hineini mean? Hashem, not that I'm going to do the job. I am yours. Hineini. Here I am. I'm yours. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do. That's what happens in Parshas, in Sefer Bamidbar. We become Hineinis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not doing it to give kavod, because I'm giving kavod and get something in return. Meaning the kavod is really then for me, because I get something in return. But rather, I'm giving kavod because I'm the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the covenant I'm giving. I'm carrying out the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is what is established al yidei degolim. Degolim means we become bottle to the thing in the middle, which happens to be the Aron of the Shechina, Aron HaKodesh. And that's, we become a new type of covenant divination. We're giving covenant because we're the Shliach of Hashem. We have become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As a result of that, whatever he wants, we do, we carry it out. Where did they see that? By the Malachim. Who are Malachim? I spoke about it yesterday to the one of the Shiurim. Malachim are not that they're Atzmaim, they're independent, and they happen to do a job. Like Hashem did not call upon Raphael, who is a Malach, do Refuah. No, that's not how it works. Raphael is Refuah. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed Refuah to give Refuah to the world, so he calls upon, he creates a Malach, that you are the Malach of Refuah, but not that the Malach is an Atzmai, an independent that happens to do Refuah. That's why a Malach can't do two jobs. Because a Malach is not an independent that could do this and that. Malach is the job. That's why you call it Malach. Malach comes from the word Malacha, says the Maral. The Malach is the Malacha. Raphael is Refuah. Gavriel is Din. That's how it works. It's not that you're a malach that Hashem asked you to do this and this job. That's what we have by the Golem. B'nai Yisrael now becomes a new nation, a new Madrega, Shinu Madrega. We're not doing kavod just like an Atzma'i that does kavod to Hashem, but we become part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We become the Shliach, the Avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu means, like you say, Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo. It's not a separate entity. We become the Avodim and the Shlichim of the Makov. That's how we give kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore we do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's job. Try to get a little deeper into it. For example, the Mishkan. We asked the question, we had already Chanukas and Mishkan in Shemos and in Vayikra. What do you need it again in Bamidbar? There's a big difference. Here it's not called Chanukas and Mishkan. If you look at Nosa, which we happen to read on Chanukah, Zos Chanukas HaMizbeach. Who is the Mizbeach made for? Only for Jews? No, the rest of the Beis Hamikdash and Mishkan is only for Jews. But who's the Mizbeach for? It's universal. Look at Rambam Beis HaBechira Perek Beis. He tells you all how the Mizbeach came about. From the offer of Adam Arishon, and then from Avram, and then Yitzhak, and Noyach, and all the Umos, because the Mizbeach is a universal Mizbeach. We all know that. They brought Korbanos. What did Shlomo HaMelech say? We read it in Yeshayahu as well, that we Yenaru Olav, they became enlightened by coming to Eretz, to Yerushalayim, and bringing Korbanos. What did we bring on Sukkot? We brought Shivim, Korbanos Shivim Parim, for the Umos HaOlam. The Mizbeach is a universal thing. So what are we doing by the Bamidbar Dika Chanukas HaMishkan? We're not doing it for ourselves. That we did already in Shemos and Vayikra. We now, since we're the Shlichim of Hashem, we want to be Mechanech HaMishkan that the whole world could use. And therefore, what is it called? Not Chanukas HaMishkan, but Chanukas HaBeach, HaMizbeach, which is the universal Mizbeach for all nations of the world. To bring Korbanos, well, we bring Korbanos for them. So you see what Bamidbar is. Dafka from the Chanukah, that it had to be written again. After it was written in Shemais Vayikra, it had to be written again over here in Bamidbar and Nosa, because now it's a new type of a Metzias, what Klal Yisrael is. Bamidbar is the Metzias that we're being the Merkava of Hashem, that we're Mevatel ourselves, our being, we're like Malachim, and we become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to carry out His thing. What's the difference if you carry out HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word, or you do it as an Atzma'i for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What is the difference? Either way, I'm giving Kavod. What's the difference? The difference is, who's going to take care of you? Do you have to take care of yourself? Or does the one that you're, the Meshaleach, have to take care of you? Bamidbar, and you look at all the Midrashim in Tanchum and Medrash Rabbah, speaks about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. He gave us our food, Moitzi Lechem Min HaShemayim. Nisim gave us our drink, Nisim. Gave us our protection, Nisim. Moved mountains to put, made it cool, air conditioning, everything you want, Nisim, a chayim of Nisim, because who's responsible for us now? Kadosh Baruch Hu, because we became a shliach. We became one with Him. We became the Merkava. That's what the Degolim is. The Degolim shows, just like pallbearers become bottle to the Arav. They're not Atzma'im. They have nothing, they get nothing out of it, they're totally bottle. That's what happened with us by the Midbar. We became bottle to the Aron HaKodesh, to the Shechina, the Merkava of the Shechina. That's what happened over here. That's the Shinui Madrega of Bamidbar. As a result of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us. It's written in the Medrash over here, an unbelievable Medrash. You all know it probably, that when the person was a baby, so he had clothing. When he grew to 5 years old, the clothing grew with him. 10 years old, grew with him. Became a gadol. It grew with him. It says, that's pshat in the Midrashim over there. I don't know if the styles change. Maybe if the styles change after 5 years, you got a new style as well. You got, you know, new designer's clothing. Maybe that happened as well. But as far as growing with him and being nice and everything, because Hashem is our provider. He's achroi. He's responsible for us because we're one with Him now, and what we're doing by the kavod is not our own, but rather we're doing it as a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what happens in Bamidbar. I always thought that that's pshat in why the Sefer is also called Bamidbar. Medrash says that Ein Torah Niknas El B'Misha Meisim Atzmoid Kamidbar. Torah is only nikna by somebody who makes himself like a midbar. Usually that means humility, etc. But according to this, what is a midbar? Midbar, there's no growth, there's nothing. The midbar is there, it's standing there. That's what we are for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not we're doing it to accrue all type of thing to make us into, we're the Shliach of Hashem. That's the biggest thing that we can have. We're Eved Hashem. What does it say by Moshe Rabbeinu? What is written on his, he doesn't have a matzeva, but What is the matzeva that the Torah accords to him? Vayomer Sham Moshe Eved Hashem. The biggest person is somebody who is an Eved. If he's an Eved Hashem, he's bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, becomes one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't have a higher madrig than that. That's what happened in Bamidbar. That's why it's called Midbar. That's like a Midbar, a wilderness. Nothing on its own, not because it's pretty or because that. No, it's just there to do its job. That's what Bnei Yisrael, that's what came out in Bnei Yisrael, that's the Shini HaMadrega. Therefore, the Chanukah HaMishkan has to be written again, once again, as a Chanukah HaMizbeach for the whole world. We're now for others. We're not doing it for us. We're doing it for others. We're the ones that bring this, the Ayin Parim Karbanas for all the Yomos HaOlam. Because we now became the Merkava of the Shechina, the Merkava HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And where did we learn it out from? From the Malachim. And therefore, Yaakov Avinu, who is also Kel Yisrael called him a Kel, he had that tremendous amount. That's where we started this Indian of the Golem. The Golem is an Indian to give covenant and to become bottle, just like pallbearers a bottle to a mace. That's how we became bottle now to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Instead of doing the kavod in a confrontational way, we now do it as a merkava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And perhaps that's pshat in 20, the age of 20 as well. It's true, we become gedolim by the age of 13. But everybody knows, it's not a big secret, from the age of 13 till 20, we're trying to build ourselves. What do they call it today? Teenage years. They called it that 100 years ago, so I'm just trying to be, you know, modern. But that's the term. That's the term. What it is? What is teenage years? Yes, no, Alios, Yeridos. You're trying to find yourself. You're doing everything. All those things that you do during those years, usually you have yourself in mind. That's the way it works. What happens by 20? Which is also, according to some, that's Maran Kedushin. That's when you should get married. That's when you have to give. That's when you have to start being the Merkava for others. And that's why the Pirkei Avos, it says in Perek Hamishi over there, Ben Esrim, Lirdof. What does Lirdof mean? Lirdof means that I'm not now working on myself, but Lirdof to go out, go outwards. That's what the Indian of them. That's why the Yotzei Tzava. It's true. From 13, you may be a brute. You may be strong. Right? Where do we learn out the age of Bar Mitzvah, according to the Rosh, from Shimon Halevi, who was strong? So the strength is there. That's not the problem. That's when they fought the whole... They killed the whole community of Shechem. It's not because of strength, but it's in order to be a Yotzei Tzava, you have to be part of. That's the first thing they teach a soldier. Soldier means that you're not yourself. You're bottled to a certain cause. You're bottled to the Melech. We're bottled to Tzva Hashem. We're bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're all about. And that happens best at the age of 20, more so than at the age between 13 and 20. That's why they're the ones that are Yotzei Tzava. They could recognize that they've been battle themselves to Tzava, to the Melech, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why these are the ones that are counted. Because what is the counting of Sefer Bamidbar Rabosai? It's a different counting that we had until today. It's a counting that I'm saying that I'm declaring by being counted that I am Shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the language used in Sefer Bamidbar in Parshas? This parasha and Nosai as well for counting tifkidu oso ve'aron. Tifkidu. What is the word tifkidu? Tafkid. That's a job. What job? I'm talking about being counted. Use the normal language of svira, of minyan, of se'u, even to be raised. What's the sinyan of tifkidu? And the biggest tifkidu here it says tu lishonos. By Levi it says tifkidu. It doesn't even say se'u. Tifkidu. Because that's what's happening over here. Our mahus, the totality of our being, is now becoming like malachim, our job. Our job is to give cover to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that whatever he wants, we will carry out. So therefore, the lashon, the counting in Bamidbar is a different counting than what we had before in Sefer Shemos. This is a counting where it's a declaration, you're making a statement, yes, I'm part of that cause. I want to be part of the cause, to be a merkav of the Shechina. It's a very ironic thing. On one hand, you're being counted. Counted usually means you're special, you're unique. And on the other hand, what you're really counted as, what you're really declaring is that I'm bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think that was maybe also the I thought about it before in the back, that maybe that's the pasuk that they bring in the Medrash, Diglu Olaya Hava. It's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Diglu Olaya Hava. That was mentioned more by the Malachim, and we also wanted that. Diglu olaya hava. How much is a hava in Gematria? 13. Very good. What else is 13? Echod. That's Diklor Yahava. Not Stam, to give covenant to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe I'm an extension, I'm doing his job. That's the type of covenant. That's what the counting was, and that's what the Mishkan was. We are now changing status. Not just Stam to give covenant, but the covenant that we're giving, like a pallbearer gives. He totally is mevatel himself to that cause and an honor God of the Melech as well. I was thinking that could be also, I spoke about it a little yesterday, it's a little late. That's the Indian of before Shavuos, the Indian of Kabbalah Satira. That's what Nasa V'Nishma is. Everybody asks, what is Nasa V'Nishma? Is it Stam showing loyalty? So I could say Nasa, like B'nai Yisrael said. What is this Nasa V'Nishma? The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, I spoke about it yesterday, that Mi Gilu Lebonai Rozeh, who told my children this great secret that the Malachi Asharis Mishtam Shimbo? That Nasa V'Nishma, that's Malachi Asharis used that. Because what is Nasa V'Nishma? How are we comparing ourselves to Malachim? That we're Nasa, we're willing to do that V'Nishma, and afterwards we realize that what we did is us. That's who we are. It's not two things, just like a Malach. A Malach is not two things. A Malach is not Nasa V'Nishma. A Malach is, what he does is what he is. When we're learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, that's who we are. We're not a doctor that happens to do mitzvahs. We're not an accountant that happens to do mitzvahs. We are Torah. Torah and mitzvahs defines who we are. The Malacha defines who we are. It's a Madrega, Alavai, which we'll reach it. But that's our goal, and that's what they reach at Har Sinai. Mikfiyah, Miahava, that was later on in history, but that's what they reach. Nasa, we will do V'Nishma, and we will hear afterwards. We will understand afterwards that Nasa is who we are. And where did we borrow that from? Where did we steal that secret from? From the Malachim. Because a Malach and Malacha is really Hainu Ha. Therefore, we read it before Kabbalah Satira. Not because we're going to learn Torah because it's Geschmack. And not because we're going to learn Torah because it will give me Schar, Talmud Torah, connected Kulam. And not because Talmud Torah will give me a status in this world and I may even get a job as a Mashkiach one day. Nah, that's not why we're going to do it. We're going to do it, we're going to learn Torah on this Shavuos, we're going to Kabbal during this Shavuos, because of Nasa V'Nishma, we become the Merkava, we become Batal, Ahava with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're a Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's his wisdom, and the Mele, that's our wisdom. And trust me, Rabbi, he takes care of us. In the Midbar, he took care of us with food, with this, all Chayei Nisim. But in Eretz Yisrael and in the world today, because of the schus of Eretz Yisrael, he takes care of us. Any food that we have, any parnasa that we have, any drink that we have, anything that we have in this world is because we take upon ourselves to be part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you take upon yourself to be part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ahava and Echad with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he takes care of you. Have a good Shabbos.